So, Vicky, look, whether you're hosting, whether you're not, what conversation should families be having about keeping the cost low of the big meal?
You know, I think this is a perfectly fine year, it really is every year, to ask folks to chip into the meal in some form or fashion. A lot of times, the host will make the main dishes, and then people, the guests are more than happy to bring, you know, their favorite stuffing or their sweet potato pie. That is really a way to help keep costs down. Another is to delegate the drinks. That's an area that can get really expensive. So maybe, Kristen, you bring the wine, Peter, you bring the sparkling cider. These days, you also have apps like Venmo and PayPal and Zelle, and etiquette experts are a little mixed on this, but you could ask everybody to just throw in cash, $5, $10. Mm. That really adds up. And while we are on the topic of something that could be controversial, perhaps forgo the turkey. Bear with me. Ooh. I know that is the staple of the Thanksgiving meal. However, some people think turkey is overrated, and so it tends to be the most expensive thing on the table. Maybe you do an Italian feast instead. And I will say this, if you tell everyone you're having a Thanksgiving without turkey, some guests may drop off the list, and that's a way to cut costs too.